Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. Everybody, this is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and here we're going to have another wonderful program. And today is Wednesday. And what's the date today, Carrie? Do you have it handy there?
I think it's the ninth.
I didn't want to give the ninth. Okay, so here we are. I'm in New York now. So the it's quite interesting. At the airport in Oakland, sitting there watching the people coming from a flight, coming to Oakland, watching them walking by, they're on a whole different timeline. And it was kind of like watching them, like a haze around them, not stabilized.
Kind of like if
you saw like a motion picture projector in the old days, and you kind of wiggled it a little bit, you know, and it kind of like fluctuated back and forth. Like a little fog around the people, not in registration completely, and just feeling a little weird. The people looked fine, just that they were not in sync with the energy at the airport, and they've probably been on the ground typically by the time you get your baggage from the, you know, the airplane and walking down, you know, getting stuff off the airplane anyway, you know. They've probably been on the ground for maybe 15 minutes typically. You all know that when you go on an airplane flight. So they're in the baggage department room, and it's very interesting to see them not necessarily like touching the ground yet. I could probably use that term. So very interesting to watch them on a whole different timeline, entering the timeline that I was on, being here, you know, looking at them from my vantage point. So anyway. I guess back to you, Carrie. Anything you want to talk about tonight, or?
Gosh, I don't know. That's just really interesting what you just brought up. Did you find that? Did you find that when you landed in New York at all, or was it just in Oakland?
No, just in Oakland. New York to me seemed fine. The people didn't seem different or anything. Although I don't know how I would have been perceived if I would have saw myself here, but everything seemed standard with the people. So they all looked, pretty good.
Good.
I didn't feel any weird people like I did, you know, from Oakland as they came in.
Yeah, I wonder what it is about Oakland Airport.
I don't know. And I think the flight may have come from maybe Hawaii, possibly, but I don't know.
No.
I don't know if from where they came from was different, in a whole different timeline being out there in space someplace. If maybe just landing and being up in the air took them off the timeline. So that, I know that will take you off the grid lines, but they'll do a clearing for that for people. So the reason why I have this clearing on the website is some people have a hard time relocating. They want to move out of their particular town or city or state because they have another job, but they just can't seem to get moved, okay? They don't want to leave. They feel like they have an umbilical cord on them to their house, and they don't want to get out of that house, that location. And that's because you're attached to the grid line, and the grid line does not want you to move because the aliens put that in place. Remember, that's on your natal chart where you're going to be living. So they don't want you to move, even if you have a much, you know, better job someplace else. They just want you to stay where you are, stay put, because that's where they are choosing to abduct you and take your energy. So let's do a clearing here. And I'll do this, and we'll hold the energy for the whole show. So if you ever plan to move someplace in your life that you thought was better than where you are now, and maybe you're up in one of the northern states and it's really, really cold, hypothetically, and you thought, man, I want to move to maybe Florida or someplace where it's warm, you know, but I just can't seem to, you know, think about doing that, and I just kind of feel like it's not the right thing for me. Well, what we'll do is take away the grid line. And now you can see if possibly that might be where you want to go to, okay? Because now you're going to be freed up from that particular grid line. So here we go. And there's probably many of these here. So remember, these are all on timelines too, attached to the Earth grid line. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I'm perceiving that was a grid line that maybe goes, we'll say, hypothetically, from north to south. And now we're going to do the one from east to west, because they kind of like have you tagged in the very center there. So this is your other grid line that's keeping you attached to where you are living. Here we go. Let's see how this feels now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I'll get some comments here on the fast chat, or if you want to call in, and just kind of see how this has affected you. This is why we have the Earth grid line clearing on the website, so that it'll enable you to help yourself out. So you're really kind of disabled right now. You can be enabled on a positive way to move on, you know. So remember, a lot of people don't or can't move in their life. They feel like they're having a problem with themselves because they feel stuck. So anyway, just see what how that works with you here. Maybe this could help you. I don't know. So back to you, Carrie. Anything interesting?
Well, Cheryl is asking, she's just asking, just speak for a minute about what grid lines actually are.
Okay. Okay, grid lines are energetic lines, vortexes. Let's see here. They're actually a cording, basically, but it's what the Earth probably has. Remember, you have your latitude and longitude lines that we know about when you look at a globe. They can tell you where you are. So the Earth has a lot of these going through it. Now, whether or not these were put in by the aliens or they are normally put in by the spirit of the Earth, I don't know. But I know that they're here. And I don't know how they're really attached, but the darkness uses, the aliens use that to control you, to keep you in a given location. So that's kind of how they work. And some people I've talked with have never even got out of their hometown. They just stay in their hometown, even though, you know, it might be, you know, declining in everything. And other ones, you know, are much better, you know, as far as more people or just more things to do, but they're just stuck in their own town. So I guess in the old days, that was probably pretty good because people were more in the caste system. And, you know, if you were a farmer, for instance, you know, if you look at the farms today, they're probably not like they used to be. So the older farms had people, the children grew up, they worked on the farm, you know, so this is for many generations. Now, I would imagine, after seeing a few TV programs, a lot of the people who are young kids, they want to get out of the farm and go somewhere else, get a college education and make more money and not work, you know, 20 hours a day. And so the old way, probably, you know, that the grid lines kept them locked there so that they were forced to do a particular thing, and now it's changing. But the grid lines are always there, and these things hold you to a location, maybe to a particular house, to a city, maybe to, you know, a county, to a state. So just see how your body's feeling. You know, the proof is in the pudding. Do you feel a little freer? Did you want to maybe even go on a vacation and somehow you couldn't think about going there, and now you might want to? Maybe there's some something there, maybe a better opportunity, or just to have fun. So just kind of look at it and see. It's not that another place is going to be better for you to live or not. That's up to you. But maybe there are opportunities there that might be better than what you have right now, because you have no freedom to leave. That's what I'm trying to say. So hope that answered your question. It's an energetic point that you're locked into. And normally the higher you go up, the less there is. This is why when you fly in an airplane, you get disconnected from the grid line where you were. So you do feel freer, and you're not as confined to a given location, whereas if you're on the ground or even if you're up in a higher building, I've noticed the energy is changing like probably the fifth, sixth floor on up in a building, and they're not as potent. So somehow it's related to the energy of the earth and how far it can radiate up in the air. Closer to the clouds, you're less, connected to the controlling grid lines that are keeping you located in one location. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, very interesting. Well, we have two clearing requests and then an interesting question from Pete in Australia. So if you want to do the two clearing requests first, question mark is asking, can we do a pain elimination clearing?
Yeah, just focus on where your pain is right now, and we'll see if we can hold the energy away for that for a while here for you. Remember, pain can be from entities, so instead of focusing on pain, I'll focus on entities that can be in your body giving you pain. So here we go. One, getting rid of entities. Two, I heard a beep, I think. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And oddly enough, entities can also take away your life force energy. That could be why you're feeling tired sometimes. So here we go. If you don't have any pain, just think about being tired. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, see how that works for everybody. Let's get the caller here since we heard a beep. So is there a caller online?
Hello, is anybody out there?
Hello. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Ron, I have a question about timeline crashing, and it's regarding the part where you can clear or time crash dreams. And I was wondering just how much detail in that. It's a box, but, I mean, I could go on, but how much detail does it require?
Okay, what it's for is some people have a reoccurring dream. If you do have a dream that you're experiencing, you can do a timeline crash on it because, remember, you brought the dream back from a parallel lifetime. So that one's right now living with you. That's real, real, you know, present, real current, much like you would have a deja vu. So this is kind of what it would be. So when you do have a dream, you may want to crash that timeline because that is very active with you. And you brought that, I guess you could say you brought it from the other side into your life here. That's another way of talking about it, using a different terminology here. People think the other side is good. And normally, so you have to realize that the other side is also parallel lifetimes and the darkness energy. So just realize that you brought it into your current life, and it actually leaked through, bled through, if you want to use that term, into your reality of consciousness because you probably should not have been able to do that. Remember, if you had all of your dreams, and which could or would be your parallel lifetimes, and if you're out there 200 lifetimes each night, it'd be pretty traumatic for you. So one just probably leaked across, okay? So hope that answered your question. So just type in what your dream kind of was about, maybe 10 words or something like that. That's probably all that you need to put in. And if you want to go deeper, you could probably do it in segments, maybe, and just do a timeline crash on it. Normally, it should be connected once you think about it and type it in there.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind, but the dreams really aren't recurring incidences. They're more actually leaving me with a sort of the same feeling. And I was wondering if I should just maybe type in that same feeling that the dream's giving
me. Oh, yeah, the feeling is probably what they're getting you with. Because remember, they'll attach to you with an emotional energy. So the emotional
right,
energy.
But in the section where the emotions are listed, that one isn't listed.
Yeah, okay, then just, I would just put it in there. You know, if you have a dream one night of being eaten by a shark or something like that, then, that's what they're doing. They're working with the fear of maybe sharks or something. So, everything does kind of work that way, but it would be an emotional thing. And it's how they're pushing your buttons on it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Hey,
and just
your body feels better. Because your body will understand what's happening as you get taken off those timelines, because it'll be relieved. You go, well, I've been there, done that, it's over. So the more you do, just think how many people you're helping. You're helping thousands, if not millions of people off that timeline, too. So it's very, very good, because they're having probably a similar experience. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to ask, Kathy?
If I could ask just one more quick question.
Sure.
Thanks. I've just done the natal birth name and date clearing. And is there a little bit more significance to that than what I'm not really perceiving the entire? Can you tell me a little bit about what will that free me from? Will it free me from the classic horoscopes?
Yes, normally that will help you out of that. Also, mm-hmm. It's whatever way you're being connected to. Remember, they have to find you some way, okay?
Yeah.
So they find you through some kind of identification, which could be your driver's license number. That's one of them. Your home address, your phone number, all different things that deal with you. Is the way they can connect to that, because it'll be tied back to you energetically. So what I will do right now is I want people to think of their favorite number. We all have favorite numbers typically, okay? Or a number that seems to come in and show up to you in your life a lot. And I'll take away the energy on that. And remember, just that number being out there somewhere, wherever it is, it's not really, tattooed on you, right? So you don't really know what it is, or it's not connected to you, but it is done to you energetically. So think of a number that you may have seen a lot, or I like numbers 1, 2, and 3, that I really think they're favorite numbers of me, or a number that gives me good luck or something. And we'll do a clearing on that, or even bad luck, We'll do a clearing on that to show you how a number that is physical, as you look at it, maybe, it could be an address or something, or you write on a piece of paper, how it can be attached to you energetically and how the aliens use that to connect to you. So here we go. We'll take away the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, that's heavy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You should be feeling your body getting freed up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Now let's just see how you're feeling. You might want to get up and walk, half a dozen steps or so, and just see if your body feels better. And what we'll do now is disconnect you from the year that you're born, okay? Another key thing, okay? This should be in your natal chart also. So whatever year you're born, and I would imagine since everybody's listening here, most of the people are in the 1900s. So here we go. We have some young children listening. So just think of the year that you're born, and we're going to clear. I'll first clear away, since we're 1900s, the number 1. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's cleared. We'll do 19. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now I need you to insert the next number, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the last number, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And how do you feel? You feel lighter, you feel less attached, you feel like a weight's been off your shoulders, you feel more life force energy. And look at that right now and just see how you feel. Now I'm going to take away the month. So think of the month number that you're born in. Okay? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? Now what I'll do is take a year that's above the 1900s. We'll go in the 2000s. Okay? So you might have a particular number there that resonates with you a lot. Okay, so maybe you say, yeah, I had a great year in 2002, okay? So let's take away that number, or even a bad year. Remember, it's all energy, so it doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It's still whether you're being connected to, okay? Remember, you may have had a good year in 2004, and maybe now, because of the law of cause and effect, duality, maybe this year right now, you know, which is 2011, might be a bad year for you because you had a good year in 2004. But here we go. So think of a year in the 2000s that you want to have released. This is your choice. And I'll count to 10 again to release it, and then we'll get our caller. I think I heard a beep. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So I guess the question would be, or the answer to the natal chart, put whatever you want on there. It's very, very good. You know, different nicknames, different things that attach to you. If you like a certain color, possibly, on clothing, put that color in, too. You know, whatever can be identified to you as who you are or what you are, you know, put that in there. So I guess the next caller here, if we have one out there.
Hi, is somebody there?
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. These are all related. The first one is, it's correct that there's no war and there's no death in the universe of light, right?
That is correct, yes. Everything stays on and the spirits always live, yes. They change incarnations and locations. But there's no such thing as death. There's no trauma. At ascension time, nothing gets killed. Things that are here that die, you know, have traumatic situations typically, or their friends do. But in light, no, everything is just turned off. The spirit decides to turn off its life form, and that's it. Okay, so I hope I answered that one for you, Ed.
Okay, so there's no war, right?
In light, in true light, there's no war. A lot of the darkness,
okay.
We have war. Everything is
okay. So the question is, how did war and death and time start?
I don't know. The dark side came in, and that's how they use us to control things. You know, that's about all I can say. You know, the darkness decided to come in with their own agenda to perpetrate their energies here. So they bring that forth. You know, if you see anything happening on anything, even, you know, videos, DVDs, et cetera, whenever you watch something, you're going to see some kind of emotionality in that particular written script or scene or something, because the emotionality is all typically domination and control. This is what you're watching when you watch TV programs and things.
In something okay, so happening, for, would you say the darkness came in? That means, I'm guessing, and tell me if I'm right, that the darkness had to take over some spirits, and since there's no war or death or time in the universe of light, the darkness had to come in and pull some spirits out of the universe of light. Would that be correct?
They do that, but mainly they're working with the physical body. So the first thing is they cause the physical body harm, and then that affects the spirit. They can also steal spirits, but the main thing is that they want to torment the physical body here, because the physical body has the life force energy in it of the spirit. So the physical body is probably the most important thing to deal with, to work with. But they do steal people's spirits, which you could call souls, and take it into the darkness. Remember the movie... Number 9. There was District 9, which is Alien, and there's the movie which was number 9 that came out about the same exact time. And this is a little cartoon type thing with little characters in there that were like little dolls. And they had this particular, looked like spider energy, mechanical robotic spider thing that would actually suck out of these little dolls the spirit essence energy out of them. That's right in the movie. That's probably about, I guess, 2 years old now. So watch that, and you can see what the darkness is doing to people. But the main thing is that, you know, they deal with the bodies here and torment the bodies, and because the spirit's in the body. So I won't say they came to steal spirits first. They came to use the bodies here as slaves, and then they probably wanted more energy, so they're taking away spirits, souls, etc.
Okay, what I'm trying to get to here is, how did a spirit living in a universe of light end up in time or in death? And to do that, the spirit has to leave the universe of light? Or is it just sending a part of itself down into the world of time?
Okay, the spirit came here on this planet because it wanted to experience the life form of a human body here, or other spirits from light that came into animals and trees, etc., came here to have this experience. Unfortunately, the darkness took over this energy, and maybe the spirit was unaware because it doesn't live in time, but came into a reality where there is time, not knowing that, and all of a sudden now it got trapped here in time. Like I say, if everybody had timeline crashings on this planet, the aliens would have really nothing to attach themselves to. And there's thousands of alien races attaching themselves, stealing energy from people. So somehow, that's probably what happened. The spirit did not know, understand, much like the true light doesn't know and understand any of these things either, because it works in the now. So remember, when you're in time, that's the difference. You're not in the now. So it's
okay.
A whole different way of looking at things.
Yeah. So I understand that a spirit could have been on vacation, let's say, in a time world and got caught. That's understandable. But was it actually possible for some entities to steal spirits out of the universes of light? And how did they do that?
Well, the spirit would have to, the darkness does come into the universe of light, like maybe on the outside of it, okay? And, you know, just think of a donut. So we'll say the whole universe of light is a donut. And so, can the darkness kind of creep into the territory of light? Yeah, it can. How does it do that? Well, it's people thinking of darkness. So the people bring the darkness into the light. That's the problem that we have, is that the people are causing this. You know, everybody's doing, a lot of people, I will say everybody, people do attunements, bring in energies, want to heal the spirit, you know, the earth spirit. They want to bring in light to humanity. Well, all that is bringing in darkness, because they're bringing in energies that are not connected to your spirit. Remember, all you have is your spirit. You know, most people think the light's outside of themselves. The light is not ever outside of yourself. This is the problem with humanity, is that they have false teachings. So the real teaching would be there's really no such thing as light outside of yourself, or there's no such thing as light. You already have it. So you're trying to find something that's bigger and better than you. That's what people normally think of, is that they're lacking all this stuff, and it's always with you. So if you take away that part of the equation that there is light out there in a different location, which is what people are attempting to bring to themselves, if you just take that out of the equation, then what do you have left? All you have is the light in you. If you have just only the light in you, then there's no need to search for it outside of yourself. That's why I say, you just need one page and one book. Go within. That's where your true light
right.
is. That's the whole process.
Right.
The people are causing the problems here. The people are bringing in darkness here. right now, the main thing is probably the newest wave of darkness is a crystal skull energy. That's coming in, you know. And, you know, there's many ways that the darkness comes into people, but whenever you get something, a new thing, a new spiritual tool, a new spiritual teaching, then you're just deluding yourself out into more darkness.
Right, that's understandable. What I'm having trouble understanding, and thank you for being patient with me, but what I'm having trouble understanding is how a spirit in the universe of light, I understand they could make a mistake, like stray near the edge of the donut, and then get grabbed because they invited it into their consciousness. I understand that, but I'm comparing and contrasting that with, for example, the existence of the lizard race, the winged reptilian queens, etc., which is all in the time track, but it's billions and billions of years old, and it predates everything else. So I'm trying to figure out how they first got created in time. Who was it that created time and then trapped them in it or trapped themselves in it? Somewhere along the line, time had to have been created, and then everything else that's the human drama has gone on since then. And I'm trying to understand that, how you transit from a universe of light, make a mistake, and then get so stuck in time that you find yourself with a body, and everything we've been talking about is having to do how the body, this and that. Well, before you had a body, you were a spirit in the universe of light. So somebody must have created these ancient ET races that are now the harbingers and sponsors of all the other ET races that are, you know, eating pieces of this, et cetera. And I'm wondering how that original fall came into being.
I have no idea, Ed. I have no clue about how the darkness got created and how the energy, you know, came into the light. All I know is that where we are now is what we're dealing with.
Yeah, that's understandable. But I'm thinking if I could decipher that, then I would be able to somehow get a clue as to how to get out of the body prison that I find myself in now. That's
the only way is to absorb your spirit with you in your body. That's the whole process, is to get back into your own spiritual integrity. It's
I'd love to. I go inside, and I used to be able to see all kinds of things that started to come to me after working with you for a couple of years, and then just lately, it's just all been turned off. It's like, where did it all go? You know, so I don't have any, the point is, I don't have any control over it. And something else is in control of it. Maybe my spirit is, but I don't understand the process, and I'm trying to understand it so I can gain mastery of myself.
I think, Ed, it's just a case of sticking with the clearings as best you can, and, you know, obviously there are a lot of them, and the only tools we have to do that are the ones that Ron gives us, and just keeping going with it, because...
Oh, yeah. I'm all for that. I agree with that completely. It's just, it seemed to be odd that as I got clearer and clearer, everything shut down. It's like,
Yeah, I know. Well, I've kind of had the same thing. It kind of goes back and forth and comes in waves, and you inadvertently maybe get hooked up to some other things, and then you have to do some more clearings, and then bingo, all of a sudden one will help. But I think as long as you're carrying on with doing clearings, which obviously you do and you are, you'll get
there. Because the clearings I'm doing are paralleling myself. Making better life choices, not doing things from my old life, let's say, or whatever, things that held me back. I weed them out and weed them out and weed them out. So you would think I'm doing everything I can, so it would get better. But it seems to like there's like a wall or something that somebody's imposed on me and took it all away. Rod, do you have any comments?
Well, you might be losing the reactive state of the pulling of the law of cause and effect. Possibly, I don't know, this is what I'm kind of hearing from you. You know, like before you got pleasure or discomfort from something, and then you do the clearings, and now all of a sudden you feel better, but you go, man, where am I? You know, I did one emotional clearing a long, long time ago for a lady, And I think she was just probably close to 50, I think. Did the clearing for her. And she calls me up. She goes, "Ron, boy, I really feel strange." And I thought, wow, this is different, because she didn't complete her sentence, you know. And she goes, "But I feel strange in a very good way, because I notice that my past that used to haunt me is no longer with me. And now I have to reinvent my life. This is my choice. You know, if I choose to go back into my old lifestyle, my old habits, you know, whatever that would be, then," she says, "I'll be back to where I was before, but now I can recreate myself." And for me, being a person that was used to having a regulated, regimented life, it's very scary, because now I have to make my free choices. And I could not do that before. She says, "I used to go into work, and I was a people person, a busybody. And I used to go up to everybody and say, 'How much coffee would you like? How much sugar? How much milk in it?' And I would go around for an hour to please all these people." And she goes, "I don't know why I was doing that, but that's what made me feel good. Now I go into work, and they look at me like, 'Where's my coffee?' And I go, 'Well, I don't want to get coffee for you now, because, you know, I was like a slave to you.'" So she felt a little strange, but she goes, "They ought to get used to the new me. And I'm taking better choices now. I'm not going to be codependent on all these people around me, and I want them to rule me and to boss me around. I'm now a new person." So that's kind of the way, maybe what you're saying is, you might feel a little different. Might not even feel like you belong here. Maybe that's why you're questioning, like, what the hell am I doing here? I had these clearings, and man, I don't belong here any longer. You know?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, it'll get better, Ed.
Okay.
As you hang in there, you're going to start to see better choices for yourself, like what I did earlier with the grid line. A lot of people out there possibly could have felt this grid line clearing and say, "Yeah, man, I was stuck. Those aliens had me pinned down in my house or in my town, and I want to get a better job." Maybe people have had offers for making twice the amount of money, and they think about it and they get terrified because they have to leave their house, you know? So anyway, that's kind of the way it is. So, yeah, it sounds like that's kind of where you are. You had clearings, but you don't know what to do with it yet. And, you know, it's up to you to take the free choice to move on with your life. And, you know, naturally when that happens, you will lose people out of your life. That's the way it works, because the people were holding you back all along.
No, that doesn't bother me. I understand that. I welcome that, you know. If they're detrimental, good riddance. But the connection to my own spirit is what I am confused about, because it doesn't seem to be as strong anymore.
No, it's probably much stronger, but you're integrating it. You see, when people first work with me, sometimes they get like this thunderbolt of energy, and they go, "Wow." Then after a while, they go, "I don't get that any longer."
Yeah.
Or what used to really, excite me doesn't excite me. That's because you grew into it. So you probably won't feel the energy, because you already grew into it, and you're becoming more of who you are. And then from there, you have discernment on what you want to do with your life.
Okay, so I'll just stay the course. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Ed.
Thanks for calling, Ed. Good questions.
Thanks.
And thanks for your call, Kathy, too. So, Ron, we have quite a few questions on the fast chat, if you want to try some of these.
Yeah, we got here we go, everybody. We do have a Q&A call coming up Friday night, too, for everybody.
Yeah.
If you don't get come on that call, it's after the BBS station here on Station 2 Friday night, same time as this program. Okay, go ahead, Carrie. Let's see what we can do with the questions.
Okay, so toward the beginning of the show, Pete had a question, and he's saying, "Ron, if you suffer a brain injury, is the body, the spirit, and or the dark side mind injured?"
The spirit's injured, the physical body's injured, your spiritual templates are injured. And you will probably, when you're abducted, you will have the same injury in the timeline. So the timelines, they could be working the timelines to keep your injury with you, living off that mileage, because they found a problem with you. So I hope I answered that question. So clear the timelines on that particular injury, but more so look at the emotional problem. What's that injury doing to you? How's it making you feel? Because remember, they get your emotions. you don't have emotions, we'll say you get hit in the head and, you know, you lost maybe half of your brain power, you know, you're dysfunctional some way. Well, you're really not going to know that. And so, you know, they're not going to be able, they're not going to abduct you with what you don't know about. They're going to only attach to you with emotion. So figure out what the emotions are, what you're suffering from on an emotional problem with a brain injury. Remember, no emotions, no abduction. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Randy had an interesting question that I don't recall you talking about before specifically. And so he's saying, when we ascend, will we have the opportunity to come back to Earth and finish this lifetime?
No.
Okay.
There's no finishing anything. The darkness wants you to think you're on this roadmap of going from A to B to C to D, you know, on to Z. You say, no, there's no such thing. It's free choice, free will. So there's nothing that you have to work out. So it sounds like you're under the assumption that you came here with a divine life plan for your body, and you got to do all these things. And if you don't do it, then you got to come back at some time in a past, you know, a future life. Because your past life did not give you the completion of that lifetime. No, that's the dark side's agenda. All that is true in the darkness, not in light. In light, you make a choice moment by moment. So let's just say in the light, you decide to make a cake, right? And you have a birthday party, so you make this cake. And it's in the oven, and then you decide not to make it any longer. You turn the oven off. It's not a baked cake. That's the way it is. You know, nobody's going to be upset with you in the light because you have 50 guests over to eat your cake. They'll go, oh, okay, no cake, that's fine. What's next? Okay, we're in the darkness here. You'd think, oh, man, I got to come back now and make a nice cake for the people in the next week because I made a mistake. Maybe the oven or the power got turned off or no gas or something. No, it's just everything's in the moment. Everything's perfect. So, yeah, there's no such thing as a life plan. The divine life plan is the darkness telling you what you have to do. That's the mind control. That's your natal chart. And the planet is controlling you. That's why we have the planetary clearing. So back to you, Carrie. Hope I answered that question.
Okay,
true
great.
True life, nothing for you to do. You just exist and you experience what you want to experience. No judgment.
All righty. Lorna has an interesting question. She's saying, what is going on if I feel worn out when I sleep and working hard all night, is there a deep sleep-like energy on us while being used?
Very possibly there could be. I would just put up the alien attack page and see what's going on with that. There could be some erase could be taking you away, and that page might help you because there's many races on there. You have to use your intuition to figure out which one is capturing you. But, yeah, if you do toss and turn at night, have dreams, or if you don't have the dreams and you're still tossing and turning and you wake up exhausted the next day, that's because they're working you to death out there on something. So try to find the emotion and do a timeline crash on it. And also probably get on the alien attack page because that could also help you. That's $30 for the month. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Ashley has a question relating back to what you were talking about with the natal barcode clearing. She's saying, is there a way to put shapes in the natal barcode clearing?
I know I have a symbol clearing, symbol and object clearing. Boy, I don't know at this moment, okay? That's why I have the symbol and object clearing, because some people... Okay, I put that clearing up because people say, gee, Ron, you did some work with me and you saw, looking at me, a knife in my back. So I pulled this knife out of a purse and now some of their pain goes away. So I had to put that clearing up. In fact, here we go, everybody. We'll work on your backside. So we'll work with the neck, see if you have any objects in there. Typically, they could be bullets, spears, you know, metal things. It could be a stick. This all happens in past lives. Remember, your body is really old. All the experience here. So here we go, taking out things out of your neck. I'll take out some objects. There we go, out of your neck. Now let's go down about maybe around the heart area, okay, to see if you feel anything. This is what you'd be doing on the object in green was there. I'm in the moment, so I forgot. Symbols and objects. Yeah, remember, symbols can also be things can be thrown at you through symbols, energetic symbols. There we go, out. And I'll do some of the throwing stars. So if any of you out there have been in a culture of maybe the, Asian culture, we'll say, a lot of those people, if you look at the movies, they have these throwing stars that attach to you. I think the Chinese or Japanese have them. Here we go. This is going to come out of your backside somewhere. I'll count to 10 to release these to see how your body's feeling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. And I guess they're used by the ninjas, I think, but I'm not that, you know, tuned in or astute to this stuff. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. And we're going to do a different healing here. I'll switch gears. Let's just say that for some reason, the dark side decided to put you out as a human being out on the front lines in an alien war in the Beyondo, okay? And now you're taking laser shots. And you wake up in the morning, you wonder why your arm is paralyzed or something, or your shoulder doesn't feel right. So this is going to be an alien war that you have lived in the last 1 month, that they put you out in the front lines, okay? And you are the sacrificial lamb. So here we go. Feel your joints and your arms. 1, coming out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's your shoulders and arms. See if you feel any change there. Now we're going to do your whole body. Okay, this is just to kind of clarify it here for you. It'll go below the waist. Maybe they blew up one of your legs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do your whole body. So this way you'll be able to focus on your whole body now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. See if you have any relief now. See how you feel. Maybe you have more energy coming into your body. Maybe your body's tingling. Maybe you had some kind of alien weapon, spear or something stuck in your body. You know, I don't know. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, I felt something in my left elbow. On the right side of my left elbow got hot just then.
Yeah, one of the new things is that what they'll do is work with our joints and also the bottom of our feet. The bottom of the feet are used a lot by the aliens, and they can put like pins and needles. I've been working with getting rid of the ships doing the energetic pins in your feet, and you actually feel them in there. Some of them have like the pins like glass in your feet. So let's take away this from your feet. Let's see if this helps everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie. We got about 5 minutes to go.
Okay, just one other thing I wanted to add about the natal clearing that for Kathy, since she's doing that right now. I know you've mentioned for women, if you've been married, to do your maiden name as well as your married name, and also for everybody to clear your nicknames that people have given you through your life. And I think one time you talked about putting in childhood diseases that we've had, like chickenpox or whatever, into that clearing.
You can do that too, yeah. Well, whatever is related to you.
Okay.
Things have connected to you in your lifetime. All that stuff is very, very good. But people put in different dates. You know, maybe they want to put in a date of a marriage date. Maybe they have a grandmother who died. They can connect you to that through the trauma of that. So there's all different things that we deal with. That's why the natal chart's so good, because it gets rid of those letters and numbers.
Okay, I'm just looking through the different pages here of questions to see if there are any that we haven't addressed yet. A beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, it is. I got a quick question for Ron.
Okay.
Hey.
Hello?
Yep.
Hi.
I'm listening.
Hi. Oh, I felt that shoot out the bottom of my feet. Thank you for that. and I felt some great releases coming out the back of my neck. But I also, you know, just have a quick question about the dark energies. Are they associated with the flower of life symbols, like the sacred geometry uses with the sacred holograms and the flower of life? Is that all dark energies also?
Well, that's a hard one for me to talk about, okay? Anything that comes from mind energy is darkness, okay? So I'll just stand on that. Could those energies be good? I don't know. But if they're created from mind, then more than likely they could have a connection to the darkness, okay? So that's how you got to look at it. I have people say, well, is this practitioner good, or is this symbol good, or is this good? What I can tell you with good things, you can rest assured that, like, things that came from this planet, like a flower, a tree, physical things, rocks, crystals, anything that is created from the earth spirit, they're all fine. You know, even using those for healing tools, as long as you clean them off to get rid of the residue from people. But anything that comes from the mind, where you have inventions and creations and people trying to figure out the spirituality of life and how things are working, and the flow charts of different things like that. Yeah, that's the darkness energy coming through. Is it completely dark? I don't know. It could be. Is it going to hook you up? Yeah, it definitely could hook you up. You might get lost on a tangent from looking at something that somebody has written, okay? So I know the newest thing now, which is very, very unfortunate. This happened on a couple of expos ago. That I've seen. The newest wave that I have seen, too, with spirituality is the Metatronic seals and things like this here from Metatron. Very, I won't say dangerous, but it's stuff that can attach you to the darkness. So people are thinking
that
Metatron
is
great. So that could be a problem, too. It is a problem, not that it could be. Remember, if you want to bring in any of the masters to you, you have to go into your heart. You don't want to have somebody zap you with some energy outside of yourself in the name of something else that may be good, because that's what happens. You have to always ask your spirit in your heart. Make sure that your spirit is in your heart that you're talking to, because they do. The darkness can create spirit in your heart in the mind energy. Okay, that's why you want to do the drop down from 10 to 1, like I always do.
Can we do our own drop-down? Is there
On the website. I'll do it right now for everybody. This you can do yourself. You don't need me to do this. If I weren't here tomorrow, I'll just continue on doing this. It'll bring you right there. Here we go. So dropping down. So 10, it's just your spirit is now bringing your thoughts in your head, your monkey mind, your chatter into your heart center. And then all that goes away because they can't live there. It's not in judgment. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There, you should all be in your heart now. But you know you don't have a negative or positive thought. Ideally, you don't have any thoughts at all. You're in peace. You know, if you start going there and you start getting all these questions, you're not in your heart. You might be in the heart of the darkness. You know, because they will create a spirit for you. Remember, they duplicate everything. But when you're in your heart, you're at peace. Questions and answers. You're already there.
It always brings a smile.
Always brings a smile. Yep, you know. Your body knows. You see, that's not your mind talking. That's your body saying, hey, I'm finally where I need to be. Oh, back
okay,
to you, Carrie.
I appreciate it. I am one of those people that got caught up in the spirituality thing, and I took these sacred geometry courses and learned all about the holograms and the tree of life and, you know, with the great intentions of working in the light. So,
that's one of the traps, and it's very hard. That's why people have a hard time understanding me, because they have all the background stuff of everything that they've learned, and then they realize that it may not be correct. So the whole thing is, you know, to drop into your heart. Like I say, one page, one book. Go within.
Right,
and there is
right.
Valid, you know, and the darkness does teach us a lot. You know? that's what happens, you know. If you the mind will keep going forever trying to learn something. But the whole
thank
thing
you,
is to get into peace. Hey, Carrie, I guess back to you. Boy, this could be a two-hour show, couldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You're looking really fast, too. I think the male light beings are with us with you.
But, they were in the last show. They came in on Monday, so.
So
anyway, we got our Q&A this Friday, so if anybody has any questions that we did not answer on the fast chat, please come on and ask these questions. You know, I want to get right into questions of what we're talking about now because it helps everybody.
Yeah, so if you're on Friday, the show is 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 Eastern, and after that hour, that's on Station 2 on Friday, and then after that hour is Ron does his Q&A for about another hour. The number on that, if you don't have it, is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number to get onto the conference call is 9009, and then the pound sign. So anything we don't get to, didn't get to tonight or don't get to on Friday during the BBS show, keep a note of, and then you can ask Ron directly on the Q&A call.
And wouldn't it be nice if everybody got in their hearts on the Friday night call before they called up? Then they wouldn't call. I'd be the only one on.
Well, we could all call in and just be quiet.
I do it all the expos, all the time. People come up to me, and I do that thing, and they first are full of questions, and then I drop them into their heart, and they look at me, they go, I don't have any questions now. I'm at peace.
Right.
So I guess we need to get off for the next program here. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and hope to see you in New York and Manhattan a week from this coming weekend at the New Life Expo. And we'll see you then, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. So blessings. The next BBS program is on Wednesday at we're Wednesday now, Friday, yeah. Time warp here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See you later, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Ron. Good night.
Good night.